Some describe Esther Lee as captivating.
I'm just average. I'll change from normal to an average female.
The 86-year-old Bethlehem woman is known for a few things, but being average isn't one of them. She's recognized for her activism.
People meet me on the street and they ask me to continue doing what I'm doing. So it's not going unnoticed.
She's also known for her colorful sense of humor that's reflected in a storied collection of hats.
Now, this hat I could easily wear to a funeral. And I smile at funerals, too. You don't have to cry. You don't have to cry everywhere and make a fool of yourself.
Lee brought two 60-gallon black bags to our interview. Inside were 16 of the more than 75 headpieces she's gathered over the years.
So if you have right Monday through Sunday, are you going to wear the same hat twice in a week?
Well, I do have weekday hats that I will wear. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could wear that one.
That's more of a weekday hat.
Yeah. If I'm going to a church or going to some kind of a program, a community event, I'll strut.
But most of them are tied to a person or place, like a wool white one with feathers.
And it reminds me of the Queen of England. It takes me back to my great-grandfather, who was English.
Sometimes a cobalt blue topper with beads ignites a memory.
And I wore it when they honored me at the high school graduation as a community person, Liberty High School.
Or a plum piece adorned with delicate lace reflects her mood.
This one, to me, you look kind of mysterious. So maybe Esther doesn't want to talk today, so she's going to wear this hat.
Could be. Uh-huh. Could be. Okay. Absolutely.
As Black History Month begins this February, it's clear this South Bethlehem native has worn many hats over the years, that of a PBS 39 talk show host, a wife and mothers, and still today, a local NAACP president. And even if she never attended college, Lee has always worn the hat of an educator and student. She became the first African-American woman elected to a school board in the Lehigh Valley in 1971.
People were ecstatic. There had to be 300 or more people in that banquet hall. And I remember this one minister coming, and my husband and I came to the door, and he grabbed me. He said, come on, you have to come. You have to make a speech. I said, a speech for what? To me, I had won an election. To them, as a black woman, I had done more.
From a school director's hat to a working woman's hat, she joined the workforce full-time for a dry cleaner who took a chance on the young woman in a city struggling with race.
Which was a challenge for that owner, because even then, you got to remember, we're in Bethlehem and it was racist, and he knew it, that he tend to lose business because I would be working at his front counter.
And when the Civil Rights Act was enacted in 1964, things changed. She went on to work as a telephone operator and secretary. But as Lee's passion for civil rights grew, so did her collection of headwear.
My husband's aunt was graduating from, at that time, was Brockle High School. She was to be the valedictorian. Could not be because she was colored. We have found her speech in her trunk. Can you imagine that because she was, as they called it, colored, she could not give the speech? Those same things permeated Bethlehem, you know, most of its historical life. After that, you know, it was a Martin Luther King holiday, City Hall and school district, neither of them honored the holiday. And for years, we went and protested outside of the administration office for the school district.
Today, Esther Lee makes sure to keep important issues top of mind. And when new challenges arise, her thinking cap is never too far.
I've worked night and day just thinking about how we can combat or help someone combat their attitudes and help them be more subjective, to listen.
Esther Lee knows life can get tough, but this community knows she's tougher. A history like hers would prepare anyone for whatever lies ahead. I'm Casey Lopez, WLVR News.